Nina Lola Wowo. Spanish N. The vowels and the tissue wrap themselves around the consonant. Like an O, when you surrender and the tissue relaxes, there's a little quiver and it becomes wobo. So, lying on your back, notice what the sensations are in the body. What parts are in contact with the floor or not? Are you yielding to the earth? Where can you feel breath in the body? What is moving? Can you sense and receive the support underneath you? Begin to develop curiosity and openness to observe what is present without preference. As you turn your right foot out to the right, turn your head to the left. This is the extended baseline with a hum. Come back to center. Listen. Do similar with the left foot. As you turn the left foot out to the left, turn your head to the right. Come back to center. Listen. Bring your right hand to the heart. Anchor your elbow on the ground. Let the head tilt back. Let the hand go back to the floor. As the head tilts forward subtly, listen. Do similar with the left hand. Bring the left hand to the heart. Anchor the elbow on the ground. Let the head tilt back. Let the hand go back to the floor. As the head tilts forward subtly, listen. In open attention, after the input from the baseline exploration, notice what changed in your breath. The invitation in open attention is to augment what you are feeling inside and follow its movement and choreography. Pause. Feel the micro-expressions of the breath inside before you move again. Feel the sensations of your tissues. Can you notice familiar forms and ways of holding your body? Can you invite the familiar shapes, forms, places of holding to become formless? We're introducing puffed O's along with the Nina Lola Wowo. As you sound puffed O's, bring one arm and the corresponding foot across your body very slowly until you meet in union with your opposite hand or foot, and allow space to remain between the arms and legs when they connect. Notice what emerges from the meeting of your two sides, and notice what is possible in the space between. It's potent space. We can trace the circle, the inside of the circle. It's like being inside a balloon, and there's this pressure inside of the open space. It's called potent space. And your eyes will move around the circle, but your eyes are closed, but you feel your pupils, your eyeballs, moving around. And you'll have sensation in the tissues, especially if you experience eye strain from working on the computer. And so just kind of like surrender in your exploration to the feeling in those tissues. And use the Nina Lolo Lola Wowo sound to call in the ancient propulsion of your lineage as biology. Allow the information that emerges to teach you how to receive and move from this place. Allow time between the sounds to notice the effects of Nina Lola Wowo. In open attention, open movement, open stillness, open listening, all of these things are open attention. Follow the inner promptings and the choreography emerging from sound and interval. Let your body dance. Let it flow. Movement can be micro or macro. And just follow what feels nourishing. Find the nourishment. And stay engaged. Stay in this process as long as it feels good and you are engaged. Move to a sideline to do short thetas and blurs. In the fetal position, place the hand of the side you are lying on at the base of your skull or your occiput, and with your other hand, begin tracing the side of your body from the foot up using short thetas as you move the hand. After the sound, keep your hand still and invite the blurs in. Drop one as a pebble on a lake. Wait. Listen. What changes? How is the form or texture under your hand modified after you offer a blur? A blur is like a flutter of the vocal valve. It's high in the throat at the back of the mouth, really, and you can get a deep sound from there. There may need to be fluid in the throat at first to help get it started, like gurgling. Most importantly, you need to be gentle, because if you do it incorrectly, it's not nourishing. It could be irritating. It's not down lower in your vocal cords, it's up higher. And it's very gentle. It's very gentle. Continue in this manner with the thetas and the blurs until you reach your pelvis and your hand rests on your sacrum. Go into open attention again, open movement, open stillness, open listening. In open attention, keeping one hand on your occiput and the other in your sacrum, using puffed O's, discover the movement of your midline, the beginning of our form. Allow new information of what this form we call our body is and how it moves, and let yourself be surprised by what emerges. Take time in this inquiry and discovery. Stay engaged and open. Once you feel complete, return to your side, your hands and feet touching each other, and with puffed O's, begin the process of rolling onto your back. And when your united hands are above your heart area, bring in another Nina Lola Wobo sound to infuse the potent space. Spend as much time here as you feel inspired. With puffed O's, continue the journey of rolling to the opposite side. And once there, on the sideline, do short thetas and blurs. In this fetal position, place the hand at the side you are lying on at the base of your skull, and with your other hand, begin tracing the sign of your body from the foot up using short thetas as you move the hand. After the sound, keep your hand still and invite the blurs in. Drop one as a pebble on a lake. Wait. Listen. What changes? How is the form or texture under your hand modified after you offer a blur? And continue in this manner until you reach your pelvis and your hand rests on your sacrum. Then, keeping one hand on your occiput and one on your sacrum using puffed O's, discover the movement of your midline. Allow new information of what this form we call our body is and how it moves. Let yourself be surprised by what emerges. And take this time, take time in the inquiry and the discovery. Stay engaged and open. In open attention, after completing the proposed sequence, the invitation is to go back to your baseline and notice what has changed in your breath, the way you receive earth, the way your skin can allow the information of lineage to touch you from inside. Next, shift your relationship to gravity. Either standing, using a chair, in my case, the scaffold, or the edge of the bed. And invite any of the sounds explored in this sequence. And notice how it feels different when you invoke gravity. When you're upside down